I'm Mark Mallett. Welcome to the Now Word for February 12, 2016. Well, we continue our Lenten retreat today. This is day four. And the title of today's podcast and my writing is The Good Death. And you can read that, by the way, at markmallett.com. All the references and footnotes and so on are there. It says in Proverbs, without a vision, the people lose restraint. And so in the first days of this Lenten retreat, I think it's imperative that we have a vision of what it means to be a Christian, which is really the vision of the gospel. Because as the prophet Hosea says, or as the Lord said through him, my people perish for want of knowledge. And so I think many Christians today are perishing because there's not a proper vision and understanding of what Christianity really is. And so I'm going to want to continue now and continue to form and help fill in what this vision is. Have you noticed how death has become a solution for our world's problems? If you have an unwanted pregnancy, for instance, we just destroy it. If you're too sick or old or depressed, well, commit suicide. And if you suspect a neighboring nation is a threat, just make a preemptive strike. You see how death has become a one-size-fits-all solution? But it's not. It's a lie from the father of lies, Satan, whom Jesus said was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. In John 10, Jesus said, a thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came, he said, so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So Jesus wants us to have life and have it in abundance. I love that. You know, not just come and have life, but have it in abundance. Do you have abundant life right now? If not, then keep listening. But the question is, how do we square away what Jesus just said with the fact that all of us still get sick, still grow old, still die? That's the mystery of suffering. Well, the answer is that the life Jesus came to bring is a spiritual life. For what separates us from eternity is a spiritual death. As it says in Romans 6, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this life is essentially Jesus. It is God. And this life of God is conceived within our hearts through baptism. The Holy Trinity is conceived within us at baptism. But this life has to grow. And that's what concerns us now with this Lenten retreat. And that's bringing this life of Jesus, this life of the Holy Trinity within us to maturity. And this is how. By bringing to death all that is not of the Spirit of God, that is, all that is of the flesh, that which is carnal and disordered, the passions of the flesh. And so, as Christians, we can actually speak of a good death, that is, a dying to self and all that keeps the life of Christ from growing within and possessing us, and is what sin does, and that is, the wages of sin is death. And so all that keeps that life of Christ from growing in us is essentially sin. Now, by his words and by his life, Jesus Christ showed us the way to this eternal life. It says in Philippians, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And so we too are called to empty ourselves, humble ourselves, and become obedient, even to death, death of self. And that's what Jesus meant when he commanded us to follow along this way. He said, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So in some ways, death is a solution, but not the willful destruction of one's body or another's, rather the death of one's own will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, not my will, Father, but yours be done. Now, admittedly, all of this may sound dreary and depressing, a kind of morbid religion, but that's not what Christianity is. The truth is, it's sin that makes life dreary and depressing and morbid. We know this by experience. So I love what John Paul II said. He said, Jesus is demanding because he wishes our genuine happiness. I love that. Jesus is demanding because he wishes our genuine happiness. So while Buddhism, which entails a certain amount of self denial and mortification, it ends with the emptying of self. Christianity does not. It continues with the infilling of God's life. Jesus said, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be." Do you hear what Jesus is saying? The one who rejects sin, who seeks first the kingdom of God rather than one's own kingdom, will always be with Jesus. "Where I am," he said, "there also will my servant be." This is why the saints were so infectiously filled with joy and peace. They possessed Jesus who possessed them. They didn't shy away from the fact that Jesus was and is demanding. Christianity, brothers and sisters, demands self-denial. You cannot have the resurrection without the cross. But what we're denying is that which actually brings us death. So the exchange is literally out of this world. And this really is what holiness is, the complete denial of self out of love for Christ. I love this passage in the Catechism, number 773, which says, "Holiness is measured according to the great mystery in which the bride responds with the gift of love to the gift of the bridegroom." Yes, you exchange your life for Christ just as he has exchanged his life for yours. And this is why he chose the imagery of the bride and bridegroom, this beautiful image, because the happiness he intends for you is the blessedness of union with the Holy Trinity, a complete and total self-giving of one to the other. And so, Christianity is the path of joy, not sorrow, and certainly not death. But it's only when we accept and embrace the good death. In summary, then, we must deny the passions of the flesh and repent from sin in order to find the happiness God desires for us, his life living in us. "For we who live," says St. Paul, "are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh." And there you have the image and vision of what it means to be a Christian. God bless you.